For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Phil Smith serves as a reporter for both the Drug Truth Network and for the Drug Reform Coordination Network, drcnet.org. Recently made a trip to Kabul, Afghanistan, as part of a major drug conference. He was our guest on last week's Century of Lies program.
Well, Phil, we've invested billions of dollars, supposedly, in rebuilding their infrastructure, and where is that money going?
That's a good question, Dean. The West has poured about $60 billion into Afghanistan since we invaded in the fall of 2001. And I talked to NGO people. I talked to people at the U.S. Embassy. I've talked to people in the Afghan government, and no one really knows. As I said, the infrastructure isn't there. The roads haven't been built. They haven't fixed the electricity in Kabul. To tell you the truth, I am mystified about just what has gone on in the last three and a half years there and where the money has gone. Now, the Afghans are starting to complain that the West NGOs and the Western governments are sucking up a whole lot of that money, just preserving themselves so they can, you know, ride around in their SUVs in the streets of Kabul. That may be somewhat exaggerated. To be honest, I really don't know, and no one I talked to there was able to give me a good answer about why things had failed to happen in the past 3.5 years. It's something that I think this country, we need to have some congressional hearing about this. What is going on? This is sort of our forgotten war, and it's not getting better. In fact, it's getting worse. We've seen the number of U.S. troops killed there increase every year. In fact, increase rather dramatically this year. In the previous years, there were 40 or 50 killed each year. This year, it's up to 90 already. And there are among about 1,400 people who have been killed in political violence this year in Afghanistan. So the Taliban may be a spent force politically, but it seems clear that they are not a spent force militarily. They can still bring on the pain. And presumably a big part of that is because they are raking in lots of dollars from the illicit opium trade, just like everyone else in Afghanistan.
Well, how prevalent is the trade? How knowledgeable are the people of the trade?
Well, the opium trade is roughly half of the Afghan economy. This is an incredibly large figure. It depends on who you talk to. Some people say 40% of gross domestic product. Some people say 60%. In either case, it is huge. It's an order of magnitude, several orders of magnitude larger than, say, Colombia or Mexico, where in Colombia, the size of the drug trade may constitute 5% of the GDP. So we're talking about 10 times that in Afghanistan. It is the mainstay of the national economy. Everyone is involved in it.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.